We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph, the last blot in Parak Hazroya V'Lachayayim, and we are starting the last few words on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Omed Beis, where the Mishnah says, "Mem Omaloi Chutz Min Hamatonis Partim Hamatonis." A Koyin sells something, a behemoth, to Yisrael. He says, "I'm selling you the whole behemoth besides for the matonis." So Allah is your partner. Not such a big chiddush. But let's see, Reminu, tomorrow the cash like this. Reminu, on top of Kavlam Adam, and answer cash from a Bryce. It says in the Bryce like this, Amanashim Atonish Li. If someone, let's say it's a coin, he sells the behemoth to Yisrael, and he says, "I want to get Tanai with you. But Tanai, the matonis go to me." The Allah is, Nisin Lechol Koyin Shiyirza. It's not Chal. He gives it to anyone he wants. He does not have to give it to that coin. So the cash is, and our Mishnah says, the coin keeps it. Here it says not. Now, so here he said, Amanas, that give me the matanis, and doesn't work. So the Gemara, Amanas, Achutz karomis? Chutz is shiura, Amanas lav shiura. The Gemara says, no, it's different. Our Mishnah went chutz. We're there, I sold you everything besides for the matanis. That's fine. The matanis I didn't sell to you. You can't give it to anyone, it's mine. Vashek, Amanas was a tanai. And what was a tanai? I'm selling you the behemah. Amanas, you give me the matanis. But you can't make such a tanai, because You don't have those matanas, they're not yours yet, to make a tanai, then you give it to me. If I said a tanai like this, amanas shetitein li, I said, I'm giving it to you, amanas, that you should give it to me, then good, because there you have a tevis and all, and make a tanai, then give it to me, not a different coin. We didn't say that. He said, amanas, the matanas should be mine. And the matanas are not mine, he has no right to make such a tanai. If you didn't make a tanai, let the whole thing be bottled. So if it's not a good tanai, so the whole thing should be bottled. I only sold to you, I'm going to ask that the matanas are mine. So maybe the whole mechira should be bottled. So Tanai says two pshat and why it's not bottled. Either he made up clearly that even if you don't give me the matanas, it won't be bottled, or it's masna amashakashav b'tayrim. Here, he's saying, I'm giving it to you, I'm an ass, that the matanas are mine. That's a masna. The Torah says that whoever shechs it, just gives it to whoever you want. And here you're saying it should be mine. That's a masna, a mashkos v'tayr, and you can't do that. And therefore, by amanas, it doesn't work. Shiura is different. I v'reminu amanas v'kasha, amanas, matanas shli, matanas shloi. Even by saying it tonight, that I'm selling to you amanas, that matanas should be mine, the lochas matanas are belong to the kayin. So, it's a stira. So, tomorrow, Paul Pligi, marasov amanas shiura, who marasov amanas lav shiura. So, Chalikis had attached the word amanas. One brisa holds that amanas does not mean a tanai. Ataka means shiura. It means that I'm selling to you besides for that. Or amanas means a regular tanai, a regular condition. That I'm selling to you on a condition that matanas are mine. That condition doesn't work because matanas are not mine. And you can't give it to me yet. It's not yours either. You have to give it to the kohen. So therefore, it's not. You can't make this tanai, but you could make shiura. And just the machloikis, the bright says the amanas works because the bright attached to amanas means chutz. The taich of amanas is chutz. So the maravite, amali mecharli b'nei ma'as. It says in this bright like this. It says in this mishnah like this. Our mishnah, that if you sell by the pound, that means the meicher sold the lekeach by the pound, and part of this weight was matanos. So he gives the matana to the kohen, and he goes back to the butcher and says, "You owe me money because you charged me for this, and this really belongs to the kohen." So if he buys the whole stomach with the keva included, and they weigh it, it says 10 pounds, and then he has to give 2 pounds of the keva to the kohen. He goes back to the meicher and says, "Where's my 2 pounds? I need 2 pounds of meat or money. You owe me money." So after Gemara, I'm a rav, loy shonuel shakal atzmai. This din that the kohen comes to the lekeach, and then lekeach goes back to the meicher to get his money, is only if he, which means the kohen's tvias with the lekeach, is only if he did this, he did the weighing himself, the lekeach. Av shokel le tabach, but if the tabach weighed the behemah and gave it to him, hadinim a tabach. You could also, Rashi learns means also, you could also go to the tabach to be tveya. So the kohen doesn't only go to the lekeach, he also goes to the tabach, because where's my matanis? And the tabach has to himself go to the lekeach and pick it up. So Rav holds that if the tabach also did a maisa and this geneva, so then he becomes one of the baladinim also, and the kohen go to either him or to the lekeach. Rav Asi Yama, I feel a shock aloy tabach, even if the tabach waited, hadin imoy. The din is dafka with the lekeach, because that's where the gzeila is. and there's no din with the tabach. The lekeach goes back to the tabach to give his money back. But the din taira between the kohen and the zerulei chayim kev is dafka with the lekeach. According to Rav, it's with both. So to Gemara, what's the biyam machlekes? Lame with Rav Chista kamefkdim. May the arguing in the words of Rav Chista, which Rav Chista is talking about gezela, regular gezela. Rav Chista, gezel loyisayishu abaylam. If someone stole something, and the baal will not miyayish, so he stole a big, huge kokosh cake, and the baal will not miyayish. Uva achar, someone came to the ganim's house, va'aklu and ate it up. So rotsim zeh goyve and rotsim zeh goyve. He could collect from either one. Rav Chisda says that the guy who was stolen from could go to the gazlin or go to the person who ate it. And the Gemara says the Mar Isla Rav Chisda, Mar Lesa Rav Chisda. And the way Rashi learns is Rav Isla Rav Chisda. Rav holds Rav Chisda, he collects from either one. But Rav Asi holds like, not like Rav Chisda, you only could collect from one of them. The only problem with this pshat is like this, that according to Rav Asi, who do you collect from? You collect from the last guy. You collect from the lekech. If you argue Rav Chisda, who do you collect from? If you argue Rav Chisda, you actually collect from the gazlin, not from the person who ate it. So it's not equal, it's not the same thing. He's saying, Rav holds Rav Chisda, he collects from everyone. Rav Asi does not hold Rav Chisda. Now if you argue Rav Chisda, what do you hold? By gazel and Sash Shabbailim. Who do you collect from? Only from the gazlin, not from the guy who ate it. Here, according to Rav Asi, you're only collecting from the lekeach. So it's not a dinyan. There's a frey taisvis. So the Mefarshim answer, Leidariah, for example, answers by saying that all the song for Rav Chisda is that you only teveya one person, one person gets a teveya. You only teveya one, the main guy. But here is different than by Matana, it's different than by Gneva. Why? Because Matana is, it's still Be'en. So if it's still Be'en, obviously you go to the Lekeach. He still has the Matana in hand. Mashenke, then we ate it up, then you go to the Gazlan. But the truth is that we're just saying, if you don't hold Rav Chisda, you go to either one, and that's why it means less than the Rav Chisda. But the Rosh says, no, look, not true. The Kuli Alma is still Rav Chisda. Everyone holds Rav Chisda. When it comes to Gneva, everyone holds you collect from both. What's the Machlokes? Here, it could be, it's not called Negzelis. How come Matonis, Kahuna, Negzelis, Kamifagi? The Marasov, Negzelis, Marasov, and Negzelis. Here, the Machlokes is, that's why the Machlokes is, if the Tabach is Chayiv is, if you go to the Tabach is, there's no such thing as Gneva on Matonis. It's still Be'en, it's still here. It's not possibly stolen. Like Rashi explains, Ein Koyach LeGazlin, V'chol Zman Shein Be'en, Komokim Shehokim Achoyiv, Mutal Ami Shehim Etzloy, L'sita LeKoyin. V'arish L'Nas HaGazlin, it can't become a Gazlin on Matonis. Whatever it is, it belongs to the Koyin. You didn't steal it, nothing happened. So that's the Machlokes. Doesn't happen, that's why you don't go to the Tabach. Yeah, that's why you don't go to the Tabach. You only go, Rashi says, you only go to Lekech. And Koyitim, you go to either one. Why? Because you also Gzelis. So v'halkam ha'tanis kuna negzelas kumifiki. The ma'asav negzelas, and therefore you go to either one because he's the gazdan l'maisa. Ma'asav negzelas, so you only go to the lekeach because no one else has it. Now ikat the ma'asav shmaitzav ne'atzma. Some say this machlekes Rav Asi and Rav. They say we're out this whole shakla v'tarya. We go straight to the din that Rav alma ma'atanis kuna negzelas. Rav says that ma'atanis kuna negzelas, and therefore the nafkamina is that you could go to the Risha and to the Tabach as well. And Rav Asi, Yom HaTonetz Kuna, Ein Negin Zelos. That Ma'atonetz Kuna, not Zelos, not stolen. Like the very first version, we had a Machlokes in the Din, and we had to figure out the reason. We figured out the reason, bottom line, same thing, but we had a Din first. If you look at that Maslow, the Din didn't even start, it started with the reasons. That's what we have with Din. The Machlokes was, if Ma'atonetz Kuna is Zelos or not. Rav says Zelos, and therefore, you go to the Tabach as well. Mashiach and Vasi holds, you go dafka to the Lekeach, because Mitat Ma'as Kuna ain't an exelus. Zok to Mishnevayit, the Gershon is Geyer. We know a Goy, obviously, is Potter from Matonis. So here we have a Gershon is Geyer, Voisle Parah. And he had a Parah, and he was planning on shechting it afterwards, after he's a Ger, and give Matonis. You want him a Kayim, a Mitzvah, he's becoming a Yid. The Shaykh had shechted before he became a ger. He got mixed up with the time. He shechted too early. The halacha is your potter. Your potter from the matanis. Mishnah is gayer, but if it's afterwards that you shechted the chayiv, you chayiv matanis. Sofik, let's say the sofik when the shechita happened. Potter, why? Your potter, of course, when it comes to a sofik, matanis, you say, amoitzi mechaver al raya. So the Gemara, it's not so possible. We had in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah Tanan, Sofik is Pata. I'm a Sofik al Kula. From a different Mishnah in Peah. The Mishnah says it like this: Chayre and Amalim, ant holes, Shabasech HaKama, that are middle of the field, of the wheat field. Then they find shavalim, they find kernels there. So usually, while you're doing katsira, any kernels that fall off b'shas katsira are called leket, and they go to the ani. But here, we don't know where these kernels came from in the churei nemalim, in these ant holes. So regular shavalim before zman katsira are pasha, they belong to the baal habayis because there's no din leket until you start the katsira. So chayre and amalim shavalim come out of the baal habayis. All the shabbalim belong to the baal habayis. Shachar koitzrim, after they already cut the field, they harvested. Hal yainim le'aniyim, the top ones belong to the aniyim. But tachtoinim shabbal habayis, because it's more mistavra. Those are there from before, and those belong to the baal habayis. Ramei oim ha'kol aniyim, everything goes to aniyim. Wash sofik leket leket. And Rashi learns that the kashas for Ramei. Ramei says clearly sofik leket leket. Our Mishnah says sofik. And here it says, and we're comparing the two. And here it says, Sofik Matnas Aniyim is Leket, so it's a stira. And we're asking for Ramea, because Tamish is Ramea. And the Rabbanim Pash told us, it's not Sofik Leket, not Leket. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos learns differently. Look at Tosfos Raminu. Tosfos says, Mirabbanon Nami Parch. Lepli Rabbanon. The Rabbanon only argue on the spirit of the Tachtoinim Vadai Nemalim Konsum. It's Vadai there from before. Hilkem Shal Bayis. Ha'im Safik, or you might know like a Kamal Yonim, Safik like a Leket. Rabbanon agreed to Safik Leket. Even the top ones are a Safik. So the Rabbanon agreed to Safik. The Machlekes just is how to dine up the bottom ones. Is that a Safik or not? Going to Rabbanon is a Vadai from the old ones. That's what the Rabbanon hold. But really, the cash is from both. Now, Rashi actually is master a little bit like Tosfos. Because Rashi the Master Hal Yoinim says, Chitim al Yoinim shal pi achur, ikka lemei malekatim. So Rashi the Master of the Suffolk, I don't know why Rashi says dafka rameya. The Master learns like that. The kasha is dafka rameya according to Rashi, and not like Tosfos. But let's get back to the Gemara. So Gemara's kasha is, they see over here, Suffolk leket is leket. Our Mishnah says, Suffolk is potter, and it says Suffolk is chayiv, and fitting Gemara amalei. So he answered to him, this is Rishlok's kasha of Yechon, and Yechon answers, no, I'll take the name of Yechon, and I saw. Don't ask me from there, because I learned this whole Mishnah in Peah is according to a Yachid, the Tanya, Rehuda Agra Omer, Mishnah Rav Meir. You see, it's not Rav Meir himself, it's Rehuda Agra Mishnah Rav Meir. And that's called a Yachid. Safik, and it's better if he ties the whole Kuli Alma, here he's saying that it's from a Yachid. Safik Leka Leka. Safik Leka Leka. Safik Shukha Shukha. Safik Peah Peah. So Marich answered, well, that the whole Mishnah is lost in Yachid. And if you Rashi, even the and if you Tosfos, even the Rabbanon, everything, the whole thing is lost in Yachid, that Mishnah. What do you want from me? So Amalai, so Rav Shlokesh answers back, I don't care if it's a Yachid or not. That makes sense what they're saying. Amalai, Al Tishna Oisael, Blashim Ben Tadl. I don't care if the Mishnah was being quoted, B'Shem Eshoita, his name was Ben Tadl. For a time would come, they're saying a reason. There's a reason for Safik Leka Leka. What's behind the pasuk? Oni v'rosh etztiku, that you should be matzdik, give tzedakah, oni v'rosh. It means b'shas din, you should give him tzedakah. My etztiku, lim b'dinim, if it means b'shas the din taira, v'iksev adol leitzad abriva, you can't be mechabed the dal, the poor person, b'shas a din taira. So what does it mean etztiku? Elo tzadik m'shalach v'tein loy. It means give, when there's a Safik, give from what you have. So when it's a suffix, you give what you have. And this pasuk is by Matnas Aniyim, but vice versa, we've been comparing Matnas Kahuna to Matnas Aniyim. It's actually a tosis that the Kuflam and Abayis means right from here that you're not Misvara in the Chalak being Matnas Leka Shechapeya, the Kamam and Perikin, Paruch Misafik Leka the Chayim, Shem Aniv Rosh Astiku, Law, there's a tosis that's more too, that we're comparing Matnas to Suffolk by Ani, but Kapana by Ani it says Sadek Mishalach Matein Lach means when you have a Suffolk, you give it more so. So the Kitzer, that's the Kasha now, we have Bamba Kasha. The Kasha is our Mishnah says Suffolk is Potter, and by Leka we find Suffolk is Chayiv. So what's the answer? We're of a big difference. Hakapar Bechesk Petura Kaima. Here we have a Goy. The Goy owns the Para, so it's Bechesk Petura. So when it comes to a Safik, you obas a chazaka. Mashaikin kama v'ches chiyuv v'kaimei. It's by Yisrael. And therefore, it's cheskes chiyuv, and therefore, they are Safik v'chai. Pash tachilik. Here, the status quo is that he's a guy, it's potter. Mashaikin here, status quo is that it's yid, and therefore it's chai. That's a chilik. You're right. So you're asking that by kama, it's not really a cheskes chiyuv. So the Chassam Sofer, I think, says that doesn't mean it's cheskes chiyuv. It's saying it's not a cheskes p'tur. There's a chesed
store. If I go before I do ketir and I see this imam blows.
Right? No, I know, but right now, but afterwards, not a chesed p'tur. It's a suffix. It's a pashas suffix. Not chazak one way or another. Right now, there's plenty of lekin around now. It's a pashas suffix. You don't have the p'tur of a goy. You don't have that status quo of a goy. That's how he answers the okasha. He also, it's a suffix on the kumah. It was part of the whole kumah standing up. Terence says, no. Right now, he's a chayiv mechayiv, and the stuff you find is a regular suffix, so there's no suffix p'tur. So really, like a stam, like a equal, would be chayiv also, as a pasuk of tzadeik, mishaloch, b'tenle. It's not a chazak to be chayiv, obviously you wouldn't need a pasuk, but the pasuk is saying, no, that if by equal suffix, you give it. So to Gemara, omle abaye, is that true? Very iso, nasis, no, by chala, a goy that made a dough, it's part of a mechala. So a lock is like this, a Mishnah Mesechta Chala. Alright, Isa Nasis Achonis Gayer Potter Menachal. If you made the Isa before he became a Gary, he's Potter Menachal. Mishnah's Gayer after he became a Gary, he's Chayiv. Sofik goes a Chayiv. So you see over here, it's a Goy, and it's Cheskas Ptur, and still you Chayiv. What's Rabbi Chal Yechayiv? Omalei, Sofik Isur Lechumra. There, because Chala is an Isser. Chala is an Isser. It's Chayiv Misa if someone eats Chala. So, or someone eats bread without taking off Chala because it's like Tevel. So there, it's a suffix isur lechumra. Here, it's suffix mana lekula. Avada, there's a cheskes pur by goy, but you're not tzemich on that by a suffix isura, which is by chala suffix isura. Don't rav chista, v'chein tam rav chia. Shmoyne sfeikas nemru v'ger. There's eight sfeikas that are said by ger. Arba lechia, four them are chayiv, v'arba leptur. The other four, you go b'as the cheskes ptur. What are the four and four? The four that are chayiv are all shilas of isurim. Carbon ishtoy, where there his wife had a baby, and we're not sure if she had it before the gerus or after the gerus. Now she can't eat kachim until she brings a carbon, and that's also the kachim until she and the oynish is karis if she doesn't bring a carbon. So therefore, masafik can bring a carbon you let us like we just said, it's a safik you bring it. But carbon hema tameya, by carbon hema tameya, the law is that if a peta chamar has a firstborn, it's also bahana until you pay the witzeh. So what is that? So. B'chor b'hem etamei is also a shayla of issa hana. So they also, you go, sofik zah. So b'chor b'hem etamei also, b'hem etamei also, sofik haras, you can't shech the b'chot. So here, you have to, l'chi, if therefore you shech the, or b'sofik b'chor also, what?
And the possible coverage is
b'sofik
what?
B'chor b'hem etamei, where are you?
B'sofik
ishtay. His wife, not sure if she had a baby before Geras or after the Geras.
She doesn't know which one to
make for. No, she doesn't know. She doesn't know when she went to make for. She doesn't know, yeah, she doesn't know. She doesn't know exactly when it happened, yeah. It's a funny case. But the case here that she's not sure when she was a guy, not a guy. That's the case. How the case happened? Good question. Also by a Bechar, also a suffix by a Bechar, if there, because there you can't check the Bechots. You have to wait to get some mums. There also suffix, there also a suffix will be Chayiv. You can't, if you wait to get some mum, you can't just shecht and eat it, because maybe it's a Bechar, and therefore it'll be Chayiv. That's the four cases of the chayiv ager. We said both types of bechayiv, b'hem etmeim, b'hem etmeim, and we said carbon of ishtoi and chala. What are the four cases that I'm with? The reish agayz v'amatanois, on top of Ambeiz now, reish, on top of kuflamadal Ambeiz, reish agayz, which is money, v'amatanois, which is zorei chayim v'keva, pidyon ben, which is money you have to give the firstborn, pidyon betach amor, which means the seh, of the pidyon betach amor, you want to give it to the kohen, that you potter, that's all mamonis. Once you separate the seh and you pay the chamar is mutmano. Now it's only a seh of mammon. There, the seh of mammon, you don't have to give because the moitz of haraya. So these four things, all mammon's money, those things are all potter as moitz of haraya. He also Ravin Omar kama romile. Ravin actually, when he had this whole sugya, it wasn't a kasha from Mishnah onto the case of peya with the nemalim. The kasha was from a case of kama on nemalim that it said sofik kama by a ger. His by ger, his commas, and not sure if it's like it or not, you go with kula. Then we had a kasha, it says by the case of the chuyin amalim, you go to chumra. So that was a stira, and the answer is the same type of answer. Either Gemara answers first that, whatever, ani rosh or stira, Gemara's kasha, rosh or stira, Gemara answers the rovas teretz. The teretz is par b'cheses kaima, para kaima, v'tura kaima, and because there's a ger, mashenke there is ches chiyev. The Gemara has the same kasha, just from kama on kama, not from our mishnah on kama, but also manas aniyim on manas aniyim, not from manas kuhuna on manas aniyim.